This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The third hour of the program. You can dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, Skype username LRN.FM with you in the studio here tonight as we launch into the third hour. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Mark, apparently you've been fooled.
I've been fake news.
You've been hoisted.
Yeah.
Just moments ago, as we were going away from our second hour, going into the news, I mentioned, Mark, that you had had a story you wanted to share about a man arrested after being, I guess, his home raided and having 3,000 penises found at his home.
Yep. It got me.
Turns out that is from a fake news website or satire site, whatever you want to call it, called WorldNewsDailyReport.com. So they deserve credit for fooling you, the talk show host.
Yeah, they got me. I mean, you know, basically I looked at it. Huh, that's interesting. Read the first line or so and seemed completely plausible. And
it did sound, you know, plausible. Of course, the best lies have a grain of truth in them,
yeah,
right?
I think what really makes this story, sets the story apart, is the guy's mugshot.
The mugshot. Yeah, he's got a lazy eye.
They found a mugshot somewhere, and he's got, like, all his hair pulled up on the top of his head.
Like, bunched up. Yeah.
You know, and I mean, who knows? This guy's a drunk driver or, you know.
He looks like a real winner.
Some dad that got behind and you know, child support payments. I have no clue who this guy is, but you know, the WorldNewsDailyReport.com decided to, you know, take this story and sort of run with it, and they put something together, and there you go. They got a whole bunch of views. It looks like about, according to this, if you can believe it, 467 shares.
467,000
shares on Facebook. That's a huge amount of shares.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So, yeah, what are you going to do?
But then if you look over at the related stories that appear right next
to it. That's how you tell.
Yeah. Let's
Trump
the
school
headlines.
Principal defecates in front of students during Pledge of Allegiance.
Teenager sues his parents for $250,000 for naming him Gaylord.
Florida man drops down pants and sodomizes pink flamingo to death.
Man dies after choking on 37 edible condoms during wild sex orgy.
Man locked inside a supermarket for a night eats $8,000 worth of food.
Well, this is one of the things that happens when you don't do enough show prep, as we are want to do some of the time.
Oh, I got plenty of show prep. It was just the title got me, and somebody's like, you got to read this on Facebook, and, you know, there you go.
So
you got to read this on Free Talk Live, excuse me.
Yeah, and under Hot News, they have a headline, Death Row Inmate Eats an Entire Bible as His Last Meal. So, yeah, pretty obviously not true.
Yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But, Johnny Ray, you've got a sex-related story out of New York City?
Yeah, it's only sex-related or penis-related, very incidentally.
All right.
From FoxNews.com, Hell on Wheels, five disabled
Great
New
show.
Yorkers.
Television show. Did you ever see that? Do you like good westerns?
Well, I like High Plains Drifter. That's the only one. And Shanghai Noon. I like that one.
That was a fun movie with Jackie Chan and Owen Wilson.
It was a great, strange mashup of Jackie Chan,
yep.
Owen Wilson, the 90s, East meets West.
Yeah, it really had it all. I mean, that movie was really, like, well done across the board. It was really entertaining. It was a solid Western, but yet, like you said, kind of melding genres together.
Yeah, and had some great Jackie Chan fight scenes.
Of course.
Involving sheriff's stars as throwing stars.
It's been a long time since I've seen
it. Very inventive stuff that guy does.
And the best fight was near the very beginning, where Jackie Chan was fighting two Native Americans in a river.
Mm-hmm.
And the photography is great because all their clothes get wet and it's like slow motion, and Jackie Chan's trying to run through the water, and there's water flying off his clothes, and he's jumping through trees and stuff. It's. I like that movie. I like the music.
But you're not a Western guy? You don't like Westerns?
I guess I don't seek them out, no.
Okay. Well, if you do like Westerns, Hell on Wheels was a pretty good series from AMC. But that's not what this is about. This is a different group of people, Collins. This is not a TV show. This is not fiction. What's going on?
Five New Yorkers in wheelchairs are behind nearly 400 lawsuits brought against small businesses for lacking handicap access.
Jeez.
Such legal claims have been criticized as part of a cottage industry of serial plaintiffs who target mom-and-pop establishments for quick cash settlements.
Well, there's nothing else to target at this point. You can't target the big corporations because they have all the handicap stuff you could possibly look for at this point.
Exactly.
The big giant bathrooms, the parking spaces all in front of the stores with nobody that are rarely populated, these kind of things. I'm not saying that handicap people don't need the parking spaces up front. It just seems like many times they're less than half occupied.
And I guess slipping is probably still a thing, I'm sure, where you go in and you find a wet patch somewhere and there's no sign around.
Well, slipping is, yes, but slipping is sort of faked, right? As opposed to this, where they go to the mom and pop places and it's legitimately, they don't meet the criteria. And there's plenty of places I've seen where, the handicap space is not present or poorly marked or it doesn't have the sign in the proper location.
A lot of places are grandfathered in, especially, as I understand it, like up here in New
England. It depends on what you're talking about. Not the parking spaces.
No, but I'm talking about, like, access to a building. So, in New
England, if you've got a used bookstore that's in the attic of some old place... Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Grandfathered in. Here in New England, you've got some very, very old buildings that they just didn't have wheelchairs in mind when those buildings were designed. And as long as they're sort of in their original form, then...
I'm not sure that the building in its original form counts. It may have to be the business, the original business when the rule was passed.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's possible.
But you see this in a lot of places here where it would be difficult for somebody in a wheelchair to get into these places because it's steps from, the ground level to the entryway.
We have in Main Street, Keene, a major bank has a branch, and they have just their facade there has been there for years upon years upon years, and they just this past month got wheelchair access in the front.
They had wheelchair access in the back, though.
No, they did not.
They didn't? Are we talking about the one right on Central Square?
We're not talking about... Well, I can't... No, not right on Central Square, no.
Right,
back to the story.
Yeah.
Such legal claims have been criticized, but others see the suits as helping enforce the Americans with Disabilities Act. Wheelchair ramps and bathroom doors are not the only battleground. Two blind New Yorkers have taken the fight online, filing a combined 23 suits against business websites that didn't have screen reading software for the visually impaired.
My God.
And a woman cited seven businesses for not allowing her service dog inside.
Now, I wonder, are these websites that are being sued New York City only, or are these people just going ahead and suing any website that they happen to come across?
They are, in this case, New York City websites, or New York State websites, I believe.
Yeah, because, it would be shocking to me if the Americans with Disability Act all of a sudden is applying to websites, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised if that were true. So this sounds like it might be New York-based, or maybe it's just they're sticking to New York because that's where their attorneys are licensed, and so that's where they're, it's easiest to file these lawsuits.
And possibly the laws are more specific.
Very restrictive, I imagine, in a place like New York City.
Yeah.
This woman, there was a separate sentence about this woman suing that her service dog wasn't allowed. It was right after blind people, and everybody agrees that sort of blind people's service dogs should be allowed in businesses and that sort of thing. The vast majority of people agree with that. However, I think that there's many people that are somewhat skeptical about every sort of service dog that there is.
I certainly am.
You bought your dog a red vest, and now you call them an emotional service animal or whatever it is. It's just
women who like to carry their dogs around with them everywhere.
Playing a game
on
here.
The plane, everywhere. And if you don't like them having their dog on the plane with them, you're getting sued, buddy.
There's more to the story. We'll talk about the Hell on Wheels, as they are called. These folks who are going around suing businesses for alleged violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act. You can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, free talk.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit Blink. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are: 1. Let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2. Buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3. Give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You'll like your friends, and you'll like LRN.FM, or you wouldn't be listening. So like your friends enough to share something you like with them. Please share that you're listening to LRN.FM on your favorite social networking site.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want. phone number here is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio tonight. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about a group of people in New York City who've teamed up with attorneys. These people are folks who are disabled, supposedly, and they are going around suing mom-and-pop businesses over alleged violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act, rather than, you know, maybe going and having a conversation with the owner, like a nice person would do, somebody who wanted to persuade their neighbors to do the right thing and install a wheelchair ramp or whatever it is that the issue might have ostensibly been with the place. But no, they'd rather go to the attorneys and have lawsuits filed to get their way.
Well,
so they can get a payout.
Yeah, there's a payout.
And, you know, they're telling themselves, because it's tough to live with yourself when
yeah.
you're this kind of special type of loser.
Right.
They're telling
basically
themselves,
an ambulance chaser.
I'm helping everybody else. But, no, right. there's a way to do that. And, Ian, you just described it, is to go and talk to the person who can do something about it, has an interest in doing something about it, and express.
But that requires persuasion. That requires some level of neighborliness, some level of kindness, and it probably takes a little longer. In this case, the attorneys are willing to do all the work. They're the ones who are going to walk away with probably two-thirds of the paycheck.
In many cases, the people are attorneys.
The crippled people?
The disabled people, you know, in many cases have found that filing these lawsuits themselves is more beneficial to, you know, they don't have to pay out 33%.
Right.
So that's what's happened. I mean, not every time by any stretch of the imagination, but in many cases, yeah.
More Zoltan Hirsch, 37, a double amputee from Brooklyn, is hell on wheels for those who fail to make their establishment wheelchair accessible. Since 2010, he has filed suit against 195 businesses.
You shall not incur the wrath of me, Zoltan!
Ranging from a Soho eyeglass shop to Brooklyn bodegas to a Hell's Kitchen restaurant. Four other New Yorkers have filed.
It's Clinton now, just so you know.
They renamed it, right?
Yeah.
What?
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen?
Right. Who wants to live in Hell's Kitchen? I do, but I'm not sure everybody else would.
That's
the notion anyway.
Four other New Yorkers have filed 200 suits over wheelchair access. Luigi Girato, Pedro Fontanes, Derek Hancat, and Naquan Taylor. Fontanes, 69, of Queens, has filed 13 suits against businesses along Fifth Avenue in Park Slope between 9th and Bergen Streets. He claims
just
to have
going
suffered
down the street. One after the next.
He claims to have suffered harm and injury at cafes, including Le Pain Quotidien, Pizza
Good
Town.
Good job, by the way.
Thank you. I'm sure it's wrong.
Is that what that means? Le Pain Quotidien? Does that mean Pizza Town, or is that a separate?
No, it's a separate.
No, Le Pain would be bread, I think.
I see.
It would just be a guess. I'm only taking my knowledge of Spanish and
sounds
applying it.
Sounds French to me.
Yes.
Pizza
it's
Town.
It's a romance language, buddy.
Right. Uncle Barry's, Sky Ice Sweet and Savory, Dizzy's Diner, and Conditori Swedish Espresso
How
Bar.
How many of them are still in existence? I mean, you got to wonder, these lawsuits, ADA stuff, can be very disabling to the business
yeah.
if they have to actually, you know, if they're just barely making payroll, if they're just barely getting the bills paid at
sure.
the end of the month and, you know, maybe taking home a box of crackers for themselves when, you know, the owners, when all said and done, and then if all of a sudden they've got to do a major renovation because the federal government or the New York State is coming down on them for some of these mandates, that could put these folks out of business.
Yep.
But the folks who are filing these lawsuits, they don't care about that.
Well,
they don't care if 10 people lose their jobs.
Yeah, they don't care about that, but they think that
they've embraced victimhood.
Yeah, in the greater scheme of things, if the business goes out of business, then
they deserved it.
Replaced by a business that follows the ADA.
Mm. At Conditori, he also griped that the bathroom mirror was too high. Mark Caserta.
That's not exactly harm.
Mark Caserta, director of the Park Slope Fifth Avenue Business Improvement District Committee, blasted the suits.
What kind of society do we live in where a mirror in a bathroom is a right?
It's the American society. Yeah, we're all pretty well used to it now. Mark Caserta blasted the suits, saying, "This shouldn't be happening. Small businesses are already struggling to stay afloat, these lawsuits could put them over the edge." Dennis Kearney, an attorney who defended Uncle Barry's craft beer bar against Fontanus this year, noted most defendants settle to escape the cost of litigation.
Sure. And that's true with just about every situation because the United States judicial civil system is just so ponderous and expensive.
It'll cost you way more to actually go through with a trial than to just pay out the attorneys and, fix the alleged problems.
Yep.
You tell an attorney that you want to take something to trial for the few times that I've done it, they're surprised. They don't expect that.
And annoyed.
Well, some of them love it because they get to bill more hours in that particular case. But, yeah, they'd rather not have to.
Why would somebody pay $100,000 in legal fees to go to trial when they can pay a fraction of that and be done with it, he said.
Yep.
Plaintiffs typically ask for modest damages, but...
In comparison to $100,000.
Plaintiffs typically ask for modest damages, but demand payment of their attorney's fees, which can top $20,000. Kearney believes the plaintiffs and lawyers split the fees.
They sure do. The lawyer's probably getting two-thirds. The plaintiff's probably getting one-third or somewhere thereabouts.
Commercial websites are the newest lucrative legal target.
This is insane.
Blind Brooklyn resident Marion Kyler, 66, sued 8 sites throughout the state during May and June. Among them was the Museum of Sex's online store, where she claims to have made numerous attempts to buy products. The site's wares range from nipple clamps to penis-shaped pasta.
The Museum of Sex selling products. You almost think for a moment that you could buy historic pieces, but no, it just sounds like regular old sex toy stuff.
Cheryl Christ, 62, of Manhattan, has brought 7 suits against businesses, including an East Village McDonald's, for not allowing her service dog, Bocce, inside.
Service dog.
Cheryl. She's a woman.
Yeah. Is Cheryl blind?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
The service dog can be used by pretty much anybody.
Sure. They're not saying a seeing eye dog.
Right.
Which, a seeing eye dog is a service dog, but this term service dog has become so watered down that it is close to meaningless these days, where everybody needs to have their emotional support animal along with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to get one of my pigs, Fitzy, and I'm going to teach him to come along, and I'm going to put a little red vest on him, and I'm going to say, this is my
service pig.
Emotional support animal. What are you going to do about it?
That, I believe, is a different categorization, is it not? Service dog is different from an emotional support animal.
I'm not sure, but
I understand.
I could claim that he knows when I'm going to have epileptic seizure.
You don't actually have to explain yourself, as I understand it.
Right.
The people cannot ask you for what purpose the service dog serves. You just simply say, this is your service dog, and they're not allowed to ask you what, because it would be a violation of, healthcare privacy.
Pig. Get it right. Service
free
animal.
Talk live. More coming up. You join us here.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio waves, where you can take control of those airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark. Only 1% of the population is getting the amount of fruits and vegetables they need daily. That's 10 servings. And 10 servings is nearly a gallon of fruits and veggies in their raw form. That's a lot of space that they're taking up. And it takes a real commitment to get that in day after day. Now, of course, you'll be protected to some extent against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, and enough antioxidants to neutralize all five of the known free radicals. But you can kind of cheat, like I've been, by using Whole Food Multi-Complete's Fruit and Veggie Total. Now, what it has is all these antioxidants, and the equivalent, two scoops is the equivalent, approximately, this is not exactly right, but basically the equivalent of 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. So you can get your regular fruits and veggies in a day and then get one scoop, and that'll probably make up the rest. If you're really bad about your fruits and veggies, well, take two scoops per day. Go to simplifymysupplements.com. and, like I have, and buy Whole Food Multi-Complete's Fruit and Veggie Total. You'll get 10% off with coupon code FTL, and they even give you a little free shaker bottle, which is really, really great. It works awesome. SimplifyMySupplements.com, and the coupon code is FTL.
All right, so our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Johnny Ray, you're telling us about Hell on Wheels. It's a group of folks who are ostensibly crippled in some way or disabled. And
you're supposed to say crippled.
Yeah, I don't like it when people tell me what I can and can't say. Anyway, so these people...
Oh, that's Chris Cantwell.
Yeah, right.
These people are...
Sting.
Suing businesses. They're suing mom-and-pop businesses in New York City for not following, ostensibly, the regulations put on them by the AMA, or the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act. And they're splitting the money, obviously, with their attorneys, if they aren't already themselves attorneys, and going after people for, you know, what is ridiculous nonsense in, I think, a lot of cases. Like, one guy was mad because a mirror in a bathroom was too high for his liking, so he couldn't see some area of his body or whatever, and I guess that's illegal. And all other manner of things. Now, I didn't know if there was more that you had to share.
No, I'm pretty much done with it. But I think that as part of their... I think they must claim some kind of injury in order to bring suit. Because otherwise they would simply report the violation to some bureau somewhere. And then they would take
issue a threat.
I don't think so. I think that in the case of the ADA, it's written so that it's basically self-enforcing. It's forced in a civil as opposed to a bureaucratic fashion. That there isn't a bureaucracy that handles
this. So long as there's a violation, then there's an injury, basically, is the
idea. That's the way it's written, yeah. And I think it's... we were talking during the break about service animals, and I think this is interesting information. They can only ask you what, Ian?
Oh, yeah, Daryl came in to correct me on that. Thank you for bringing that back up, Mark, because I had said that people could just go in with a so-called service animal to some building or business and that they can't be asked about what the reason for the service animal is. And according to a story that I pulled up somewhere, and I don't know if I still have it, Daryl is correct. The two questions can be asked. One is this a service animal? Meaning as you're walking into the store, somebody can accost you and say, is this a service animal?
As your pet monkey flings poo at them, right?
And then ask them,
why, yes, it is.
For what reason they have the service animal.
The emotional support. I like it when he flings poo at people.
What does it perform? What sort of service is the animal performing? So I guess questions can be asked in that case.
I've heard that and this info is probably outdated, but that what you would do if you're skeptical is ask the person to demonstrate, have their animal demonstrate what service it provides.
I don't think you can ask that. You only can ask them what the service is.
If the animal is, say, detects whether or not you're going to have a seizure at any given time, how's the animal going to demonstrate that?
You can't ask them that anyway.
Right. I'm just saying.
And there's no proof.
See, I've got a story. I did bring an animal that was not a service animal onto a plane.
I don't know if you want to admit that.
What's the statute of limitations?
I don't know.
Come and get me, coppers. brought an animal that was not a service animal onto a plane.
Claiming, with a vest on.
Yeah, with a vest on, wearing a bright red vest, and claiming that it was a, could detect whether or not it was going to have a seizure. And fortunately, I had no seizures while on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Never have had a seizure, frankly. And, the animal was fine and everything went great.
I bet she would know if you were going to have a seizure.
She might very well. Yeah. She's a good girl. But the thing is that airlines kill dogs. This happens.
In the hold, you mean?
Yeah. Like, I mean, sometimes this happens. Sometimes they freeze to death. It's a remarkable, the number of animals that die in those crates.
Mm-hmm.
So by no means am I going to send a dog that I love through an airline. No, it's not going to happen.
So there you go. Oh, and by the way, there's no service animal ID or paperwork or anything like that that is required to be shown either.
I would say in my story, though, that the one of the TSA guys started asking questions because he was very skeptical. The dog was not used to being sort of touched by random bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has an aversion. It's a libertarian dog, and I think it's an aversion to
bureaucrats
just sort of manhandling it and that sort of thing.
Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, I just want to mention that the ART project here.
The ART project.
The rapid transit, I just want to mention that the handicapped here were suing the city, or going to, because of the narrow sidewalks also. That was one of the major reasons why they have the rapid transit. Because
this
right now,
the sidewalks are narrow?
The sidewalks are about like 3 feet. If they wobble, they will just fall off right into the street with no bike lane. So they were about to sue or going to planning to sue or something. But I just want to also mention that I do like the ART because I have something funny to say is, you know how we got alcoholics that get hit by a car?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be less alcoholics because they only have one street to cross at a time instead of two. So it'll be less dead bodies to scrape up off of Central. How about that?
The buses should just have little drunk catchers instead of cow catchers on the fronts of trains.
Scoop them up.
That'll take care of the problem.
So what you're saying is, Sarah, I mean, I can understand your call a little better than probably the average person listening because you've called about this in the past, and I was here for it, unlike the average person who probably has no idea what an ART is. And this is a federal
rapid transit.
That's correct. This is a federally funded, mostly federally funded, rapid transit so-called program that is basically tearing up Route 66, the infamous Route 66. And which is one of the main drags, apparently, through Albuquerque, tearing it up, and they're going to remove lanes of traffic. Multiple lanes of traffic are going to be removed from what is already a congested road. Those traffic lanes are going to be replaced by a large tram of some sort of device.
They're putting railroad tracks on the middle of the road?
I don't know if they're going to be railroad tracks, but some kind of... What do you know, Sarah? What are they using for the track, if any?
Well, it's actually a bus because it's cost effective. And for the rail line, it costs like $10 million more per mile. So it's just an electric, all electric bus that goes in the middle. So many of the places are going to go from four car lanes to one car lane and the other one car lane. So that's why I'm saying the alcohol.
They're going from four lanes to one?
Two.
No, two. The two car lanes going one way will be narrowed to one lane. Like
my God, this is going
to
be a nightmare. And so what's happening is and thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. So they're doing all this, not only are they doing all this construction and, destroying the businesses around them by making it difficult for people to get in and out of them, but then later on down the line, it'll be even more difficult to even go down this street because you're reducing the traffic by, 50% or the amount of possible throughput by 50%. It's a crazy idea. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcott, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you dial in now to join us. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we do have Skype, so you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Also, Mark, there's a walk, not really a walk-a-thon, but like a walking event for charity that Free Talk Live hosts will be involved in. What's it all about?
Right. It's St. Jude. It's, you know, the hospital that takes care of kids with cancer. And they do a great deal of cancer research. It's not just helping those kids. It's helping all of the world because we're figuring out, these forms of cancer. But what I think is great, what's best about it is families, obviously, whose children have cancer, they're going through really hard times. Well, they don't have to pay a penny. St. Jude takes care of it, and it's all through donations, and it's their relationship with, businesses and radio stations and all kinds of stuff that make it possible. And they've got a really great organization over there, St. Jude, and a listener who is excited about St. Jude, like I am, approached me on this subject. They basically put this together with Team Edge for the virtual walk, and all you've got to do is go to walk.freetalklive.com. That's W-A-L-K, walk.freetalklive.com, and sponsor us. We're trying to hit, some pretty reasonable numbers there. Not a big, big amount of money, but it would be really great if you help support us and help support kids with cancer. I mean, it's kids with cancer, right? Walk.freetalklive.com.
All right, so it's where you can donate to the 5K that we're going to be doing in the next few weeks at some point.
Going to do it in the next, I think we'll do it
sometime
not this weekend
month.
But the weekend after, I think so.
Okay, Sounds good. We'll look forward to that. So, of course, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on the amp lines. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, guys. Good evening. I wanted to talk about all this patriotism and the rising for the national anthem and saluting the flag and all of this nonsense. And, they say that patriotism is the last bastion of the scoundrel. And I know I'm going to have some pissed off listeners tonight. But the national anthem, if people would research it, it was and not exactly the greatest anthem out there. The third verse is actually about celebrating a bunch of slaves sinking in a ship. So, you know, people, if you really want to research this stuff, you're going to find out that no matter what you think of your government, they don't hold your opinions or your life very high. So people need to realize that supposedly when the country was founded, they were supposed to be servants, not masters, servants. And they have been treating us like the servants, and they're the masters.
Sure have.
So, yeah.
Now, normally the servant doesn't tell you what to do.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
So, Gene, I have said this to people on the air, and those people immediately respond with, "Well, those people aren't protesting they're not protesting the national anthem with their kneeling." And I guess we're talking about the football players right now. They're not protesting the meaning of the national anthem, as though they would care. You know, these people would care if that was the case, but nonetheless, that's not what they're protesting. They're protesting something else. So therefore, that doesn't matter.
Well, it all, to me, it comes down to these people claiming, well, you've got to have respect for the flag. You've got to have respect for the national. No, I don't have to have respect. Hello? Supposedly, I have free speech, and that free speech includes being disrespectful if I want to be. Now, I'm not saying that I am disrespectful, and I'm usually not. Generally, I participate in the rising and putting my hand on my heart, just mainly because I don't want to offend the religious believers. And I'm talking, of course, about the world's most dangerous religion, which is worshiping your government.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't offend people around me when they practice their religion. But
it could be dangerous to your health if you were to offend those people. They might just lash out at you.
Oh, it happens.
Yes, that's been known to happen.
I think it's also interesting that people, the football players that are taking the knee are protesting. For one, they're taking a knee in order to, you know, protest in the most respectful fashion possible. Rather than sitting their butt down or doing backflips across the 50-yard line, they're taking a knee, which is a pretty respectful position. But, you know, the complaint is that they're disrespecting the soldiers. Well, that's not why they're taking the knee. If one says that it doesn't matter that the, what the national anthem says because the players aren't protesting it, then one must also necessarily say it doesn't matter what you think about the soldiers and the players' actions towards the soldiers because the players are protesting the cops. Like, if the player's intention matters, then the player's intention matters. But you can't say on one hand the player's intention doesn't matter and on the other hand that it does.
Well, this and it, all of this anger over people supposedly disrespecting these items, it just goes to prove the fact that this is nothing more than a religion. And
Sure. This
is supposedly a Christian nation. I mean, I call myself the Christian anarchist because I believe in Christianity above all else. I don't worship a flag. I worship my creator, which is the one who created us all. And supposedly, if you want to believe in the United States of America existing at all, it exists by the grace of God. So if you want to worship somebody, don't worship the government. Worship the creator that you think created the government.
Indeed. The many religions, and I mentioned this, I think on Saturday night, many religions, they find this whole idea of saying the pledge and standing for the anthem and all these things to be, worship of iconography, icons.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
That's the Amish, the Mennonites, the Hutterites.
Anyone being honest with themselves should consider these things to be icons.
Well, I think that you could look at it some other way, but at the very least, what you need to say is if this is really important to you, you need to take a deep breath and say that there are good Americans, and there have been throughout the ages, that disagree with you. That this is not something to get all upset about. This is just a discussion to be had. And this is an area where people, they froth at the mouth. It's so important to them. And this just isn't important, people. Black people aren't standing up for your favorite song, and you're acting like a jerk about it.
Doesn't it say in the Bible that Americans are God's chosen people?
That's right. When Abraham came down from Mount Vernon and handed out the stone tablets, that's exactly what it said.
My favorite meme. There have been some really good memes about this the football thing, but I love the one that shows there's like a two frame. So on the top there's like a frame from some riot, right? Like some obvious rioter doing some kind of destruction, fire in the background or whatever, and it's it says over top of that, you need to be doing peaceful protests, or I'm paraphrasing what it says. And then below that, it shows the people peacefully kneeling at a football game, and it's like, not like that!
Indeed.
I saw that one, too, on Twitter.
Yeah.
I like what Jeff Berwick said about if you're really upset about the football man kneeling during the national sing-along song, then you are a snowflake of epic proportions.
And that's really what it boils down to, is everybody has become a snowflake these days. You're butt hurt over everything.
Right,
somebody doesn't pay the proper respect to your piece of cloth, you get all butt hurt about it.
Gee whiz.
I don't like it when people don't pay certain respect to things that I like, But I don't go crying about it.
Yeah, it's your life. You can do whatever you want with it. Who cares? I think the other meme about the snowflake thing was that you are either now a left snowflake or a right snowflake. But yeah, I think you're right, Gene. All these people are snowflakes. So always looking to be offended by something and constantly butthurt.
It's like when we had the Free Talk Live forums back in the old days, and people were, I started my Christian anarchy thread, and people were just putting all kinds of Jesus porn and stuff on there, and it didn't bother me. I said, go ahead, put your stuff on there, and then I started putting, death porn on their things, and now they started whining, oh my gosh, with the Christian anarchists posting these horrible images. Well, you started it first, so
I'd like to say the Free Talk Live forum is back. It's not the original one, which was the BBS that we had for so many years, which is still online for archival purposes at bbs.freetalklive.com. But the new forum is at forum.freetalklive.com. And so far, everybody's behaving themselves pretty well. I don't know for how long that will last, but so far, it's very positive.
The trolls are busy in YouTube comments.
Yeah, that's a good point. Or on Facebook. So we're having fun over there. Yeah, check it out. It's free to register. You just have to post a quick introduction. That helps keep some of the spammers and trolls away. And it's free. And it's also the Shire Forum, so there's a little bit more there than just Free Talk Live discussion, but there is a specific Free Talk Live and LRN.FM discussion area. So check it out at forum.freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here tonight.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Tomorrow night, we'll see you online between now and then over at freetalklive.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.